The safety of e-cigarettes is under increased scrutiny as even more people, including teenagers, are being hospitalized for severe lung disease linked to vaping. NBC's Kristen Dahlgren has more on the urgent call for action.
This was 17-year-old Tristan Zofield less than a month ago.
I could just feel my heart just pounding out of my chest.
His lungs so damaged he was unable to breathe on his own.
The day they intubated him was probably the worst day of my life.
Doctors couldn't figure out what was wrong until they found out Tristan had been vaping. He's now one of more than 150 cases of vaping-related lung disease being investigated across the country.
No one has been able to establish what type of e-cigarette or what flavor or what brand or put any one thing together that has led to this increase.
The American Vaping Association says the evidence continues to point to street-bought vaping cartridges containing THC or synthetic drugs. Tonight, the FDA, which regulates e-cigarettes, says it's working with CDC and state health officials as quickly as possible to gather more information. Scott Gottlieb was the head of that agency until April.
We addicted a whole generation of kids on nicotine through these vaping products, and this isn't like a teen fad that you can just turn off.
He calls it an addiction crisis.
We're going to be at a point where we have to ask whether or not some of these products should come off the market.
Tristan, who's likely to have permanent lung scarring, vows to never touch an e-cigarette again.
When you walk into high school or whatever, like you walk into the bathroom and you'll see 10 or 12 kids huddling around, either passing one around. If the short-term effects are this bad, then, you know, what good can come out of it?
Questions now facing health officials and millions of kids headed back to school.